Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Hey, sorry about that. Practice ran over and I thought you might be waiting around for me. I took a quick shower, too. I was so sweaty and I just didn't want you to have to smell me all the way home, you know? Oh, thanks, but I wanted to look and feel good for you. I mean, I wanted to look good enough to be seen with you. in public. Yeah. Well, as long as you don't mind being seen alone with a weird girl, I don't mind walking home with you. Come on, I know what people say about me. Nah, I mean, it used to bother me, but now it just seems lame. People making fun of me because I'm too tall, too thin, because I'm fucking good at sports, because I don't fit their backwater town idea of what a girl should be. I mean, it's just how I am. I know it's never bothered you. I mean, not even when I got taller than you. Yeah, I mean, some guys can be pretty insecure about that, and I know some girls can be crueler to short dudes, so... I mean, obviously I'm into short kings, but, I'm not into them, you know? I am really bad at talking, aren't I? Yeah, I know you never minded that either. What was that? No, I just didn't quite catch it. Oh, the long way through the woods. I'm sure. It is a pretty nice day. You know me so well. No, I don't think it'll get too cold. I mean, the sun's going down, but it's been a pretty warm day today, so... We'll be okay walking. I'm actually really glad you asked me to walk somewhere more private. I kind of wanted to be alone with you. I mean, I wanted to talk to you about something. Oh. You too? That's cool. You can go first, if you want. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, what? Oh, wow. No, I'm not laughing at you. I would never do that, especially not after what you just said. Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I like you. Like that. I mean, like a friend also, but I like you. And I've felt this way for so long, and frankly, I didn't think this would ever come, because I didn't think you liked me like that, but, and I was really afraid to tell you. Shit. is it hot in here or is it just me? No, the woods are actually pretty cool. Thanks for, wanting to walk here with me. I never thought you would ever see me like that. I mean, we've been friends since forever, and I'm kind of weird and not all that pretty, you know? I mean, obviously we get along and everything, but... Oh. You really think so? God, you're just... Are you so perfect? I'm getting closer. Is that okay? You can lean back on that tree if you want, but I don't think I could let you get away. Come here. Yeah, that was really nice. I need to tell you something. It's not that important. I wanted to confess to you, but I, there's something I really have to tell you, and I'm making it really hard to tell you. You know, I can wait. I'm more kissing than talking now. I think I thought it might be too cold out today, but I'm so fucking hot right now. You wouldn't even believe it. Please, fuck, put your hands on me. Please, pull me close. I know, my tits aren't that big, but... Yeah, that's really good. Can you put your hands under my shirt, please? Yeah, like that. Yeah. I can't help but rub against you. Yeah, it feels so fucking good. I'm so warm. I love your heat. I can feel how fucking hard you are already. Oh, God. I feel so good. I can't think of it. Completely fine. Here, you should drink this. It's fine, it's just cold water. Yeah, it's fine, look. Yeah. See? Completely safe. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Yeah. You kind of passed out. and I wasn't sure what to do, so I carried you home. To my home. I mean, you're on my couch. No, we're alone. Mom's kind of on a long trip. God, how do you feel? You look much better, but... No, I'm not gonna attack you. Again. I'm sorry. I could see right here. I never wanted to hurt you. Please, believe me. God, I wish Mom wasn't right about stuff like this. This is all my fault. Look, so, you're gonna be lightheaded for a little while. I'm not gonna force you, but it would really make me feel better if you just stayed here on my couch for a while. Do you remember what happened? Yeah. You said you loved me, and I said it too, and we started making out, and things got a little intense, and I got so excited, and I know it's not an excuse. I'm just saying, you really turned me on, and the more I felt, the more I just couldn't help myself, and I've never expected to feel this way. I would have probably fucked you right there on the trail if I hadn't, bit you. Yeah, you didn't imagine that. I bit you with my, fangs. No, I'm not a vampire. I'm here. You can take a look if you want. I'll stay right back here if you want me to, and you can come to me. But I can open my mouth and do this. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. They flick out and lock in place super quick. I'm a serpent woman. Or girl, I guess. I mean, I'm 18, but you know, I don't feel like I'm all grown up or anything. Sorry, I'm rambling. There's a bit more to the world's history than in the textbooks. A long time ago, thousands of years ago, my people woke up from a long sleep. Yeah, like a hibernation. We had a civilization, I guess, but millions of years ago, and we slept to avoid the effects of the Ice Age, and when we woke up, humans were everywhere. We fought wars with each other, but we're adaptable, so we interbred with the humans. We became less snaky and more human-y. We actually started to blend in. Sometimes we, took over whole societies. There's no need to panic or anything. I mean, we don't really do much of that anymore. Now we just sort of try and stay alive and make normal lives for ourselves. We don't even interact with the other creatures that much anymore. Oh, shit. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that other one. Yeah, we can forget about that one for now. Yeah, I guess that's a lot to take in. So are you gonna tell people about me? I wouldn't blame you if you did, I guess. I won't try to stop you, either. I mean, I hurt you, and I kinda hate myself for it. No, I didn't do it on purpose, and I didn't bite you to hurt you. My kind bites for all kinds of reasons. To hunt, to defend ourselves, and to mark our mates as ours. We can control our venom, sort of. I never meant to kill you, but even the mating bite can kill if someone is susceptible to it, and that's why I should have told you what I was first. Then if you liked me too, I could sort of prick you with my tooth. And if you got sick, then we weren't safe together. And if you didn't, then we could go farther. But I just lost control. And I wanted you so badly, and the idea of not being with you and you being with someone else is just so... And I got so jealous and possessive, and when I sunk my teeth into your neck, it just felt so right, you know? And you probably don't remember, but you moaned a little bit, which is a good sign. The bite should feel good. But still, I didn't ask you first, and I didn't test my venom on you, and you could have died. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if that happened, so I understand if you want to leave and never talk to me again. I can even understand if you tell someone about me. I mean, I'm a monster. Yes, I am! I shouldn't exist. I'm not right. I know it. And you know it too. Don't say that. You don't have to. I mean, when you told me you loved me, I was very happy. But you didn't know about me. You didn't know the truth, so... I understand if it changes things. I'll always love you, no matter what, but I also know that something like this is pretty big and can probably be a deal breaker, so... Of course I haven't changed my mind. I still love you. In fact, I'm in love with you. I felt so terrified when you fell down in the woods. I wanted to die. I don't think I can live in the world without you, but wow, that sounds really crazy when I say it like that out loud. I'm sorry. You know what? It's fine. I don't... I like that. I do like that a lot. Haven't you been listening? I mean, you can't distract me. We need to talk about... I'm really good at them. God damn it. Look, I can't control this, and I want you so fucking bad right now, and I'm a virgin, and I want you to be my first. I don't think I'll bite you again, at least not today. The first time is pretty instinctive, but it could happen again. Well, yeah, you do seem to be pretty resistant to the venom, and it should just sedate you, but hi. You're touching my leg. Yeah, I really like it. Don't stop. You're the first boy to touch my thigh like that. Even through my track pants, that feels really good. And I really loved it when you touched my breasts, too. I kind of think they're too small for the rest of me, but you were so eager. Plus, when I pushed you up against the tree, I could feel how hard you got. It felt really good to know that I could do that to you. You turn me on a lot, too. Like, all the time, and I want you. Right now. that's okay. I don't I don't look entirely, human. Naked. I mean. Would you do me a favor? If you can stand up, I mean. Yeah. There. You do look a lot better. I was gonna just ask if you minded taking your clothes off first. It would make me feel less self-conscious, I guess. Thank you. Go ahead, please. Oh. No, that was a good... Oh, God. I just like what I see, I guess. You're beautiful. I know most guys don't want to hear that, but it's true. I mean, you're like the perfect guy. For me, anyway. Did your cock just twitch a little? That's so hot. And cute. Oh, right. I should take off my clothes, too. Yeah, I know that I'm covering myself a bit. And standing in the shadows a little, but I'm sorry. I feel really self-conscious about it, and I'm just so scared that you'll be repulsed. Yeah, you're right. You're being brave, and I know you'd never mock me, so... Here. Here I am. So? Hello? Earth to cutie? Okay, that's a really good reaction, but just be sure to look closely, okay? Here on my upper thighs and my sides and hips and on my ass, too. Yeah, they're iridescent. In the dark, you can't really see them, but in the light, you can see my scales. Sometimes I shift a bit, too. I can't control it yet, so scales might show up on my neck or my breasts. I mean, I won't be mad if you find them, but, what are you? Oh. Yeah, it's just as sensitive as my skin. I mean, they are my skin. I just... Don't stop. God. I'm not mad. I was just surprised. It's great that you're being so gentle, but you don't have to be. I'm very responsive to your touch, and... I know you're not gonna hurt me. Do you really think my scales are beautiful? Really? I'm so happy. Oh, fuck. That's it. Just slide your hand up between my thighs and... God, you barely touched me. I almost fucking came. You're the one for me. I know it. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you on your knees? And kissing my stomach. And, yeah, I guess I have fantasized about you eating me out a couple times. More times than I can count. I mean, I've wanted your mouth and your tongue and... I'm not really sure what feels good on me yet. You're the first, remember? So, just be kind of gentle and yeah, kiss me just like that. And you obviously know where the clit is, so you can spread me a little wider and you look so fucking sexy doing this to me, baby. You might be the one on your knees, but you are totally in control. You could get me to do anything you wanted right now, but please don't stop. I love you. I love you. I love you. I hope I taste good for you. Good. Yeah. Baby. Oh, yeah, that's really fucking good. Spread me out a little bit more so you can really get there. Yeah. Flick your tongue just like that. Yeah. It's like good. Fuck. Baby. I can't wait any longer. I fucking need you. Now. Lay down on the couch. Right now. Good. Good boy. I wanna blow you so bad. I wanna serve you like you served me, but I need you inside of me right fucking now. Fuck. Your cock feels so good in my hand. Do you like it when I touch you? I'd say so. I'm gonna take you inside of me now. I don't have any condoms, but I can't fucking wait. Don't worry about it, though. I kinda owe you for biting you anyway, so this time at least, you get to come in me. Fuck, I could just come from rubbing you against my slit. Baby, don't worry. I'm just lubing you up a little before I take you inside of me. Yeah, I'm fine. I know I'm taller than you, but you still feel so good inside me. You're just the right size. It didn't hurt. I feel absolutely full. God, I love you so much, baby. You slid in so easily. And you got me so wet. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's okay. Yeah. Oh. It's really good. It's so good. It's even better than I ever imagined, baby. Oh, you feel so good. The way you're hitting me inside feels so perfect. Like that. You play with my clit while I wear you. Oh, fuck, baby. I can't hold back anymore. I'm really close. I'm okay. When you feel like you need to come, just do it. You don't have to fucking warn me. I don't want you to pull out. You're my mate. And my mate always gets to come inside me if he wants to. Because I love you so much. I love you for years. Oh god, I never thought I would ever get to fuck you like this. I never thought you would ever love me too. I love you forever. I love you so much. Oh my god, feels so fucking good. I never thought I'd be like this with you. And you feel it. And you feel the old magic binding us. Don't be afraid. It's not gonna hurt you or me. It's just like a connection. A real sign of our love for each other. I feel you. Don't hold back, baby. Fill me with your cum. Fill me completely, baby. Yeah, right now. Come with me, baby. Come in me. Come inside. Yeah. Inside. All the way inside. I want every drop inside. Yeah. I'm really close. I can't hold back. Please come. Please. Yeah. Please. That's so much. I can feel it throbbing. I feel you pumping inside me. I feel it leak out a little bit. Can you hear it, baby? Like a song in the back of your mind? It sounds beautiful to you right now, because the girl you love, me, is so happy, and I hear the same thing right now. If one of us is in trouble, and the other one will know right away. It's not binding, and I can't spy on you or anything, but it's just a beautiful thing that only happens between my people and humans when we make love. Really make love. For the first time. I didn't even know it would happen. I mean, I was always told not to talk about the bond unless it formed, so as long as we care for one another, it'll stay. And I hope it stays for a very long time. You don't have to worry. We have all night to explore this new connection between us. For now, why don't we just cuddle on the couch for a little bit? You probably have a lot of questions. And then maybe later we can go a couple more rounds. Oh, I love you too, baby. I love you too. And I will always protect you.